everyone. I'm Becky Connors, and I welcome you to the July 11th, 2024 episode of Free Pod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
Hi, I'm Tim Connors.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Becky. And now let's get started on the news you've been missing.
Freeport's annual Tutty Baker Festival begins tomorrow with a full weekend of family fun, community celebrations, and opportunities to support local businesses with special sales and events. The festival is a family-friendly event offering something for everyone. From Friday through Sunday, you can enjoy a classic car show, live music performances, a lively parade, a diverse selection of food trucks, and a craft fair featuring local artisans, as well as a 5K run and kayaking opportunities. Freeport's summertime fireworks are also a part of the festival, lighting up the skies in downtown Freeport at dusk on Saturday night. This highly anticipated event promises a delightful array of attractions and activities for all ages, and admission is completely free. For the full schedule and all the details about the Tutty Baker Festival, please visit the official Facebook and Instagram pages at Tutty Baker Festival. Listen to Tim's interview with Jody Miller and Nikita Woods to hear all about this year's festivities.
As many listeners have heard, the coronavirus that causes COVID is notorious in its ability to mutate into new variants. The latest mutations are actually a sequel to the Omicron variants from previous years and have been nicknamed flirt variants based on the technical names for their mutations, one of which include the letters FLRT. Since everyone's experience with COVID is different and influenced by a number of factors, it's difficult to quantify how many are experiencing more acute symptoms now compared with previous infections. Anecdotally, people are surprised at the extent of illness they have encountered from the latest subvariants. Symptoms have included recurring fever, elevated sinus pressure and headache, extreme sore throat and body shaking chills. Others, though, have reported only mild symptoms that feel like seasonal allergy flare-ups. Locally, there seems to have been an uptick in the number of COVID cases over the past few months, according to Margaret Coachmeyer, infectious disease nurse specialist at FHN. However, the specific variant of the virus is not identified in all cases, so it is difficult to determine if the flirt variants are problems in this area. Unfortunately, it seems that COVID cases will be with us into this foreseeable future. The key to avoid serious illness is to stay up to date on COVID vaccines. Remember, vaccines do not prevent infection, but ramp your immune response to infection and greatly reduce the severity of symptoms, the risk of severe illness, hospitalization, and death from COVID. The biggest risk factors for severe COVID infections are still lack of current vaccination, advanced age, and comorbidities like obesity, smoking, and type 2 diabetes.
Monster trucks, demolition derby, pig scrambles and rabbit races, fair food and a hot dog eating contest, vintage vehicles, faith at the fair and face painting, antique tractors and a Legos competition, and much, much more. For 170 years, the Stevenson County Fair has been a big event in this region. And this year will be no exception. While many other county fairs in Illinois have closed down, our 2024 fair looks like it'll be one of the biggest ever. For the huge fair schedule and details, go to StevensonCountyFair.org. The fair starts on Tuesday, July 23rd, and concludes with a grandstand music performance at 8:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 27th, by The Fortunate Sons, the world's premier tribute to Creedence Clearwater Revival. Based in Chicago, the band tours nationally and internationally to keep the tradition of CCR's timeless music alive. Using original vintage gear and instruments, accurate costumes, and spot-on music ability, The Fortunate Sons instantly conjures up the full experience of seeing Creedence in their prime. We're really looking forward to the fair, and luckily, we have a week to recover from all the fun we're planning to have at the Tutty Baker Festival.
If you've noticed tall metal towers in a number of locations throughout Freeport and wondered what they are, here's an update. They're gunshot detection towers that listen for gunshots and report them within just seconds to the Freeport Police Department. This can lead to quicker location of threatening situations and gunshot victims, and their precise responses improve evidence collection for future use. The Freeport Police Department is looking to receive expanded coverage of Sound Thinking, the shots fired platform that was initially implemented a few years ago. This technology allows officers to respond and investigate shots fired more effectively and efficiently. Freeport Police Chief Chris Schenberger said the expansion of Sound Thinking here almost doubles the coverage in the city that previously existed. Sound Thinking is a leading public safety technology company that delivers AI and data-driven solutions for law enforcement, civic leadership, and security professionals.
If you're looking for some cool family fun over the weekend, head right down to the Freeport Park District's Reed Park Family Aquatic Center, also known as the Reed Park Pool, tomorrow night. On Friday, July 12th, the pool will be open for a night swim and poolside party from 6 to 8 p.m. with beach ball volleyball games, poolside games, and music. Concessions will be available and regular admission fees do apply. Participants age 12 and younger must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian, and proper swim attire is required. This sounds like a splashing good time.
There's more fun afoot at Crate Park on Saturday the 13th. Take your favorite foursome of kids of any age, from toddlers to seniors, and enjoy glow golf from 7:30 to 9 o'clock p.m. at the brand new Wing It mini golf course. The course will be transformed with glowing lights, and as the sun sets, you can play around in the dusk with glow-in-the-dark golf balls and complimentary glow sticks. And you need to keep your ears open, because Tim Beck 2 is going to do a future podcast from the Wing It Golf Course. Standard admissions apply for this illuminated family fun event.
When Sarah Buckman was cast in the lead role for Highland Community College's 49th Somerset production of the Broadway show Beautiful, the Carole King musical, she knew it would be a memorable experience for many reasons, but she kept one of them a secret. She was excited about playing singer-songwriter Carole King, and she was especially thrilled to do it on the stage of Highland Community College. Her grandfather, the late Mike Dobbins, was the theater director at the Ferguson Fine Arts Center for many years in the 1970s and early 80s. Mike, who many of our listeners might remember, is often credited with helping to establish Highland's strong program, and Sarah is proud of her grandpa's legacy. However, when Sarah auditioned, she never shared she had a Dobbins connection. "I was honest about my past theater experiences and minor roles on stage," says Sarah. "What I left out was that my grandfather, Mike Dobbins, had taught at Highland and was the director of theater there. Somerset was his baby. I didn't want to come into the program as a legacy. I wanted to earn my spot and not feel like I'd gotten into the program just based on family history." Some of her fellow cast members, including Aaron Schrader, Ben Skipor, Addison Cross, and Kai Eckert, eventually noticed that she always sat in the same spot in the house, right in between the seats with her grandparents' names on them. And Sarah did finally share her history with the show's director, Randy Haldeman, after the very last show. "I wanted him to know what this show meant to me," she said. "There's the family tie. There's Carol's importance in my life, and I felt so grateful for this experience and the opportunity to work with such amazing, talented people." Sarah's grandmother, Gail Dobbins, and mom, Melissa Dobbins Buckman, were incredibly proud of Sarah and thrilled to be back in Freeport for the show. Melissa grew up here and also performed on the Highland stage, and Gail was involved with costuming, marketing, and designing various productions before the family moved away in the early 80s. Mike Dobbins directed Somerset shows from 1975 to 1982, including productions such as Carousel, Godspell, and Showboat, starring the famous William Warfield, who sang the iconic song Old Man River in the Hollywood production of Showboat and came to Freeport as a special guest, joining the cast at Dobbins' request. Thank you to Sarah for sharing her very personal experience. And thanks to Highland Community College for decades of dramatic excellence.
Beautiful was just one of the most recent musical treasures. In addition to all the great music that will be a part of the Tutty Baker Festival, Music on Debate Square will be tonight, and it will pay tribute to the great big bands of the 40s with conductor Bill Peterson. Bring your lawn chairs and blankets and enjoy a swinging good concert. Music Under the Stars on Sunday, July 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Caning Amphitheater at Crate Park rounds out a long weekend of great music. The conductor for the Freeport Concert Band this week is Kevin Jensen. The featured vocalist is Betsy Baker, and there will be a saxophone solo by Blaine Young. What a great way to end several days of performances of many different types of music right here in Freeport.
As always, there's a lot going on in this coming week. This Monday, and every Monday from 5 to 8 p.m., you can enjoy great grilled burgers and live music with your favorite craft beer at Generations Brewing, Freeport's own craft brewer on South Adams Avenue.
Also, every Monday from 5 o'clock to 7 p.m., you can check out vintage cars, stock cars, and bikes at the Freeport Moose Lodge on Challenge Street right next to Cimino's. They'll also be having music and food to snack on as you visit with other motor enthusiasts.
It's Customer Appreciation Week at the Royal Pub on South Park Boulevard through Sunday the 14th. Grab a quarter-pound cheeseburger, bone-in wings, fish specials, salads, and plenty of other delicious meals, and watch the week's sports events in the bar.
And finally, for the young and young at heart, the next Wednesday morning movie at the Lindo Theater is Paw Patrol, the Mighty Movie. It will screen at 10 o'clock a.m. on July 17th, and admission is only $2. Doors open at 9 o'clock a.m. for entertainment and games, and one auditorium at the theater is dedicated for guests who may need more freedom to talk and move around than a traditional cinema setting allows.
As we close, we're pleased to announce that next week's Tuesday In-Depth interview will feature FreePod and Timbuktu host Tim Connors interviewing Andrea Winter, Executive Director for the Greater Freeport Partnership. Andrea works on economic development efforts for the partnership, including downtown Freeport beautification efforts, data analysis, business support of financial incentives and loan programs, and employer workforce development support. She and Tim talk about the challenges and opportunities that she sees in Freeport's future. Their conversation will be posted at noon on Tuesday, July 16th.
With that, time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and much, much more.
FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod.
Again, I'm Tim Connors.
And I'm Becky Connors.
And we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing.
Thank you for listening.